Sukkah Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet 5-4. And now the Mishnah will give more color on what happened during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, the Rambam says in Hilchos Lulav and Perek Ches at the end there, Halach Yudalid, he says, B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva, at the celebrations, Lo Hayu Manichin L'Amei Ha'aretz, O L'Cho Misha Yirtza B'Kach, Lirkod V'L'Sameach. They didn't let just anybody who wanted to dance and make merry, because the concern was that people would lapse into Kalis Rosh, like frivolity, instead of understanding what they're doing here as part of their real proper avoda. And therefore, Ela Gedoli Chachamei Yisrael, it was just the greatest of the wise men of the Jewish people, Uroshe HaYeshivos, the heads of the yeshivas, V'HaSanhedrin, V'HaChasidim, the members of the Sanhedrin, and other people noteworthy for their piousness, V'Zakenim, and elders, V'Anshe Mas, and other people, Tupshatun Anshe Maisem, the Bartunura says in Sota, these are people who were miracle workers. Tefer Yisrael here in our Mishnah says that they were, Gedolei Yisrael, who were just the leader of the Jewish people. So they would be the ones, Heim Shahayu Rokdin, they're the ones who would dance, Umisamchin B'Mikdash, B'mei Chag HaSukkos, and they're the ones who would make merry in the base of Mikdash during the Sukkot holiday. Avoshar Kol Ha'am, everybody else, Ha'anashim V'Hanashim, both men and women, Hayu Ba'in, they would come, K'dei Liros V'Lishmoa, to watch them and to hear what they had to say. So the Mishnah begins, says, Chasidim va'anshe maisa. Chasidim, again, people that are sort of go above and beyond the letter of the law. They're more than a tzaddik. They do more than that's required. Tzaddik does nothing wrong. Chasid is more than that. Anshe maisa, again, miracle workers or gedolei hador. Hayimurakten lifnehem. They would dance before them. So the them that we don't define is the them that the Rambam talks about, all the men and women who come to watch and listen. Ba'avukos shel ur shebigadein. And these people, the chassidim anshei ma'aseh, would dance, and they would have torches in their hands, and some of them would juggle, even four torches, and as many as eight torches they would juggle. Marsha again brings extra light, brings extra simcha. Va'omrim lifnehen difrei shiras v'sishbachos. And they would say, before all the people gathered, words of shiros, songs of tishbachos, and praise to Hashem. The Gemara brings in a brisa there in Gimel, it says that the chassidim and anshei ma'isa, who had always been that way, they would say ashrei yalduseinu shlo bisha es or bisha es siknuseinu. Fortunate are we that our actions from our youth don't embarrass us in our old age. And the Bali Tshuva would say, Ashrei Zikenuso, we're fortunate in our old age, Shekipra al Yalduseinu, that it atones our Bida Tshuva, and it atones for our youth when we weren't of this Madrega, this level. And everyone would say, Ashrei Mishlo Chata, fortunate is the one who didn't sin, Umisha Chata, and whoever did sin, Yashuv B'Tshuva V'Yimchalo, he should return to Hashem, do tshuva, and Hashem will forgive him. This was the content, the theme of the kinds of things they were singing at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, V'Leviim B'Kinoros U'V'Nevalim V'Mitzaltayim U'V'Chatzotzrotz V'Chli Shir B'Lo Mispar. The Leviim, who were the ones in charge of singing and playing music, who normally would do that by the Karbonos and the Duchen in the next to the Mizbeach in the Azara proper. Here we'll see they're going to be doing it in the Ezuz Nashim. So they would play their instruments. Kinoros and Nevalim are string instruments. One is like a harp or something like that, and one is like a violin type thing, string instruments. V'mitzaltayim, these are kind of like cymbals, you know, percussion instruments. V'chatzotzrotz, these are like trumpets, you know, wind instruments. V'chli shir below mizpar, and countless other instruments. Of course, that's a guzma, that's an exaggeration. There was a number, but the point is, unlike other procedures that happened inside the Beis Milish where the number of instruments were specified in particular, here it was not a particular amount. Lots of levim were coming, and whoever could play was playing. It's noteworthy that the Chalil, the flute's not mentioned here, since remember the beginning of the Perek, sort of the focal point was the Chalil, the flute, which is sort of the pronounced instrument. The Rambam actually in his Yad, he also enumerates the Chalil amongst the instruments explicitly, but in any case, there was certainly were flutes playing as well. Al Chamesh Esra Malos, they would stand on the 15 steps, Hayordos Me'ezras Yisrael Le'ezras Nashim. On those 15 steps that led from the Ezras Yisrael, I told you those are like the first 11 Amos into the Azara, and then down those steps, 15 steps would lead you into the, they were in the Ezras Nashim itself. So they stood on the top of the steps, and those 15 steps were 15 because Keneged Chamisha Sar Shir HaMalos Shebet Tehillim. There were 15 was to parallel the 15 chapters of Tehillim that starts from Kuf Chaf 120 to Kuf Lamed Daled 134. All those 15 chapters of Tehillim start with the phrase Shir HaMalos or Shir LaMalos. So there are 15 of them. So the songs of ascent, if you will, and there are 15 steps to parallel those. And they would play music over there. Now, there's like a new paragraph happening. Our Mishnah continues on, but now we're segueing away from the activities that happened throughout the nighttime and what happened in the morning when they now would go out, ending their Simchas Beis Shreva celebrations, and now actually leaving the Beis HaMikdash to go to the Shiluach, to get to the spring, to get the water for the actual Nisach HaMayim, the water libation. So, the Mishnah says, "Va'amdu shnei kohanim b'shar elyon." There were two kohanim who stood at the upper gate. The upper gate here means the gate that leads from the Ezras Nashim into the Ezras Yisrael. That's also known as Shar Nicanor, the famous bronze gate that was part of a miracle, as the story goes in the Maseches Yoma. So they would stand at the top here. It's called the upper gate because it's 15 steps above the Ezras Nashim down below over here. So that Shar Elyon Sheyored Me'ezra Sirel Ezra's Nashim Ushtei Chatzotzrot Beyadehan, and they had two trumpets in their hands. Kara HaGever, when the, now two pshatim in the Gever, what the who or what the Gever is, says the Gemara, either the Gever is referring to the rooster, when the rooster now crows, it's dawn coming, and they're going to go out now to go get the water. Others than the Gever, it means the man, this is the crows, the person who's in charge of like the vekka, the waking everybody up. And he would stand up and he would say, "Am de kohanim levodaschem, kohanim, get up now to do your service, ulevim leduchnechem, and, you know, levim, get onto the platform to play your music, v'yisrael lemamadachem, and the, everyone else, the other Jews, the mamados who are there, I will learn Mesechas Tainus about, that participate along, representing the rest of Klal Yisrael, the third of Klal Yisrael, they'd also be there, so they should get up now to do their thing. And after that, either the rooster calling them, if you will, or the crows, the announcer, the Kohen, makes his announcement. So then, taku v'heriu v'taku. They would blow the trumpets to sort of announce that now we're leaving and heading out to go get the water. Whenever they blow the trumpets, more about that in the next Mishnah, they would do a takia, a long blast, then a trua, the short blast. That's the machlokus, if it's 3 or 9, whatever. The taku, and then another long blast. So a long blast, then a broken, then a long again. Those three, they would do that to announce we're leaving. And then they would start now, everyone, the kohanim would walk down the stairs towards, those 15 stairs, towards the Ezras Nashim. But halfway down, higiu lamala hasiris. When they got to the 10th step, it's a machlokus in the Gemara that's unresolved, whether it mean 10 from the top or 10 from the bottom. I mean, they went down 5 or went down 10. At that point, again, taku v'riu v'taku, once again, they would blow the trumpets, the same one long, then broken, then a long one again. And then higiul azara, when they got to the bottom, azara here means the Ezras Nashim, the women's courtyard, that 135 area where they were doing the Simchas Beis Shoeva. Again, taku v'riu v'taku, they blew the trumpets again, the same way, long, broken, and then long again. But here they did it, they persisted as they traversed the Ezras Nashim. As the Mishnah says, Hayu Token Vaholchin, they would blow as they walked, Ad Shemegiin L'Shar HaYotz LeMizrach, until they got to the Shar HaYotz LeMizrach, to the gate that exits the east. Remember, in the western far side, let's call it, is like the Kadosh HaKadoshim, and then you move from west towards east, you would leave the Azara, then ultimately leave the Ezras Nashim. That's what's happening here, they're leaving the Azara. Now they walked further west as through the Ezras Nashim to the gate leading out
further east onto the Har HaBayis. Now, if you would be, there's something that looks a little funny over here, in as much as if you're leaving the Beis HaMikdash, you're back to the you know, the Heichal, and so it looks, it could look strange, like you've got your back to the back to Hashem, so to speak, and you're facing towards the east, which is where the sun rises from. So it looks almost like they're going, leaving Hashem, God forbid, to go bow down to the sun. And therefore, Havchu Paneim Lamariv, they turn their faces back westward. Va'amru, and they said, Avo Seinu Shahayu B'Makom Hazeh, our ancestors, meaning in Bais Rishon time, they would, they had their backs El Heichal Hashem, to God's sanctuary. Ufanehem Kedma, and their faces towards the east. Vehema Mishtachvim Kedma Lashemesh, and they would bow down, prosh themselves to the sun that rises in the east. This is basically sort of like based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, Perk Ches, Pasuk Tezayin, 8:16. So it was, they did that, but not us. Va'anu Laka Einenu, our eyes are only towards Hashem. Ka Yod and Hey, name of Hashem, declaring explicitly that we're not leaving Hashem. God forbid, we're all eyes, so to speak, are on Hashem figuratively. As we go now through the Avodah to get in the water, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they didn't say that. They actually Hayushonin, they actually like said it twice. Va'omrim Anu Laka Laka Einenu, we are to Hashem, and Hashem towards Hashem is our eyes. The Gemara actually says that that's not exactly what they said. What Rabbi Yehuda meant is they said in this, they repeated Shem Hashem twice. And they would say, Anu laka mishtachavim umodim, we bow down and thank Hashem. Ulaka, and to Hashem, einenu miachlos, our eyes long. The point is that they would both thank Hashem for all the chasarim had done to them up to now, meaning focusing on the past. That's the mishtachim modim, thanking Hashem for the past, and then anticipating Hashem to do good by them in the future. Einenu miachlos l'Hashem, they would, their eyes looking forward to Hashem, anticipating and beseeching Hashem to do well by them in the future. And that's the repetition of the Shem Hashem twice in this context.